Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The Bird Show.
So I adopted and brought home a dog yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Nah.
What?
There you go.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to bury the lead. There you go.
Come on.
I sure did. What? Her name's Franny.
Franny? Wow.
And you named her Franny?
I didn't name her Franny. There she is.
Who named her that horrendous name?
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, I love that name.
She's the most Franny-looking bulldog you'll ever meet in your life. Go ahead. Pass her around.
How old is she?
So let me tell you how it all goes down. Listeners have been pressuring me now for how long to go get a dog, right? And I'm like, no. I'm enjoying my freedom. Nope. 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 Even put some Instagram reels together. Nope. No, 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 no. So yesterday, I was out yesterday with the poops, and two messages come in to me about a dog that is up for adoption right down the street from me. And I immediately hit them both back, and I said, absolutely not. What's the phone number? So I guess it was posted on the Nextdoor app yesterday, and a couple of listeners knowing that I can be easily swayed and I have very little willpower. And I'm very, very weak, decided to go ahead and hit me up.
By little, you mean none?
None?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know this about me, but sometimes I can be impulsive.
You?
No.
Yep. Never.
Yep. Last time, it didn't work out so well for me when I proposed marriage in bed without a ring. And that didn't work out so great. So I should have learned from that lesson, but a lot of people learn from their history. I don't believe you should learn from past history. I say forget it. Wipe it clean.
I'm so uncomfortable.
You just laughed or whatever.
So I get a picture of her. And, man, there was literally no willpower. I guess there's just not enough dopamine going on in my life. So a listener gets the owner's number for me, hits me back, and I immediately hit him. And he is leaving town at 4 a.m. this morning. He's also on his way out of town, bringing the dog back to the farm that he got it from in Iowa. This dog is from a farm, had a couple of litters. I don't really know the entire story, but I know that he brought her and her niece down from Iowa to Atlanta. He already had an English bulldog, got all three of them in the townhouse together, and he's very impulsive also. Realized, like, this is too much. I can't. And Franny, the cutest name ever, I can understand why he's like, this is just going to be too much. And you can tell in 5 minutes that she hasn't had a lot of structure in her life. She grew up on a farm. All she wants to do is be outside. She's kind of sketched out about being inside. All she wants to do is be outside. She's not a real friend of the leash or a collar yet. So I'm going to have to get Jenny, greatest trainer in the world, involved in this whole thing.
She's from I Speak Canine.
Uh-huh. And Franny is, I was also thinking, she's 3.5. She's 3.5.
And I say, that's not a puppy.
No, it's not a puppy, which is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as I've been talking to you guys the last couple of weeks, that's a negative when it comes to bulldogs. Bulldogs generally only live 8-9 years. I just lost a bulldog. How long has it been?
Since Riggins has passed?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, the herd is still there, actually.
Yeah.
So about a year ago or whatever. And you know, the chances of a 3.5-year-old bulldog being adopted are probably slim to none. So the thought of them going back to Iowa and dropping the dog off made me like immediately run over to his house. I'll just check it out. I gotta check the dog out. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the market for, you know, actually bringing the dog in, but I'll go check it out. Man. Now, I got the initial text at, I got the initial info that a dog is up for adoption at 9:30. Franny was in my house at 12:30.
Wow.
Are you serious?
You didn't stand a chance.
I went in, hung out with her for a couple of minutes. She's kind of skittish. She hasn't been around a lot of people. She's been on a farm her entire life. So she's the sweetest thing ever. But when you first approach her, she's like, "What? You're a human. I'm used to things that have four legs." So she's a little on the skittish side.
Which is the polar opposite of Riggins.
Oh, God, yeah. But you know what? As soon as she got comfortable, she was Riggins.
Yeah.
She really was. And I'll tell you how we'll circle back to him in a second. So I hung out with her for a couple of minutes, and he and I were going back and forth. Is this really possible? And it was such a last-minute thing, and the thought of her going back onto that farm in Iowa, he's like, "I don't mean to pressure you." He's super, super nice guy. "I don't mean to pressure you, but I got to leave at 4 a.m. He had something happen in his family that made him have to be out of town that I don't want to get into. Family emergency. He had to be out of town. He was going to be in that part of the country, and he was about to drop that dog off. So,
but that's where she came from. That's what she was used to. So, I mean, she would have been fine on the farm.
Probably so. Yeah. But I don't know what their plans were. I don't know.
I just love how you have concocted this story that this farm is the worst place in the world.
No, I don't think it was at all. I think she was totally and completely free.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. So, you know what? So, in my mind, I'm a savior.
Own it.
I saved that dog. Yes.
Yeah, right,
I'm like, it's not like she's going to the depths of hell. She's going to a farm in Iowa. It's like when parents say,
"Birth, that is the depths of hell."
Right. Let the man be the hero of his story.
Yes. Thank you.
I got you, bro.
Your truth is not welcome here.
Yes. Your backyard in Sandy Springs, so much better than that sprawling farm in Iowa.
She will be loved. I will love up on her.
Yeah.
I did take into consideration, like, look, I'm only going to have her until she's 8 or 9 years old, but we will be family until then. And I saw her, I pet her, I fell in love with her, I brought her home. There you go.
And now you got a Fanny.
And now I got a Franny.
A Franny.
A Franny.
You got a Fanny.
I
kind of
like the name Fanny better than Franny.
I think she would probably answer to anything.
All of our UK listeners are flipping their lid right now because that means something very, very different overseas.
What?
What?
That word.
Fanny?
Oh, it's not a good one.
Fanny or Franny?
Without the R. I'm not even going to say it.
Y'all just keep saying it. We don't have to.
Should I say it again?
One more time.
Well, that's not her name, so we're okay.
You're fine.
So I bring her back home. I went to Target in the meantime. Between.
How do you feel about the company Fannie Mae?
I don't know. I haven't asked them.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So,
what about fanny packs?
That's a really good point.
It was my situation.
You know what? That's way better than the story. Forget it. So I got a dog.
Congratulations.
I got a damn dog. There it is.
Right.
The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.